With Montana News, I'm Freddie Menares. The Montana Supreme Court has ruled to keep a Libertarian candidate for Secretary of State on November's election ballots. The justices in a 5-1 decision denied Montana Republican Party Chairman Jeff Esmond's request to remove Roger Roots as a candidate. Roots is a long-shot candidate for the open seat against Republican Corey Stapleton and Democrat Monica Lindeen. Esmond argued Roots was not eligible because he had failed to file campaign finance disclosures. Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell says Roots filed the documents, though some were late and one was lost. Modell praised the court's decision.
There is an orderly way that the process by which the commissioner acts on behalf of the public works. There is a time period and a method for doing that. And if somebody has a concern about that, that is the time period when they need to come in. They can't come in later and try to disrupt the entire election process, as Mr. Esmond did here.
Today's majority opinion by Justice Patricia Cotter says that halting the printing of ballots at the slate stage would compromise the election process. Esmond says the election is already compromised with Roots on the ballot. A Louisiana energy company is asking to reverse the cancellation of a 33-year-old oil and gas lease on land considered sacred to the Blackfoot tribes of the U.S. and Canada. Solenex LLC filed court papers yesterday seeking a judgment in the Badger II medicine case that's before U.S. District Judge Richard Leon in Washington, D.C. Government attorneys must respond to the company's request to restore the lease within 2 weeks. Candidates for Montana's contested Supreme Court seat and for Secretary of State will face off at a public forum Monday in Seeley Lake. The Seeley Lake Community Council says they invited, quote, all Democrat, Libertarian, and Republican candidates, unquote, but that so far only opposing candidates in the Supreme Court and Secretary of State races have confirmed for Monday evening's event. That means it will be the first time for Democrat Monica Lindeen and Republican Corey Stapleton to face questions at the same event in the Secretary of State race. It will also feature Supreme Court candidates Kristen Juris and Dirk Sandifer. Forum organizer Klaus von Studerheim say the event is not a debate. He will moderate and call on members of the audience for questions. Other candidates who said they'll be at the Seeley Lake event Monday night are Libertarian Mike Fellows, who's running for Congress, and Democrats Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney and Larry Gent, who's running for Attorney General. Von Studerheim said trying to assemble all of the candidates in one place at one time was more difficult than herding cats. He says some candidates, quote, are still unsure whether they will attend. The council is holding a second candidates forum on September 29th as well. That event is the first scheduled joint appearance for candidates in the state auditor's race, which pits Democrat Jesse Lazlovic against Republican Matt Rosendale. You can find details about both events at our website, mtpr.org. A federal appeals court has blocked a Kootenai National Forest logging project 2 days before cutting was to begin. The East Reservoir project, approved by the U.S. Forest Service, calls for logging 8,900 acres of forest on the east side of Lake Kookanasa. The Alliance for the Wild Rockies sued to stop the project, saying it could harm bull trout, grizzly bear, and lynx habitat. The group filed an appeal with the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals after U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen dismissed the lawsuit in July. Logging was to begin on Thursday. Today, the 9th Circuit temporarily halted the project until further order. The judges also ordered the appeal to be expedited. The southern approach to Yellowstone National Park has reopened now that rain and cooler temperatures have calmed down a wildfire. Strong wind caused the fire to make a 6-mile run Sunday. An evacuation order remains in place for the Flag Ranch Resort. A witness to an airplane crash that killed Ice Road Truckers driver Daryl Ward says the Cessna was making a second attempt to land at the Rock Creek airstrip when it suddenly veered 90 degrees to the right. The National Transportation Safety Board last week issued its preliminary report on the August 28th plane crash that killed Ward of Deer Lodge and pilot Mark Mellitz of Arleigh. Billings Clinic launched a pilot project today to help rural primary care providers deliver mental or behavioral health care to their patients. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
Montana's at the epicenter of a mental health crisis.
Dr. Eric Arzubi, chair of the psychiatry department at Billings Clinic, says there aren't enough psychiatrists. So it falls upon primary care providers in rural areas to help their patients with mental and behavioral health issues.
It's important to remember, about 80% of all psychiatric medications are prescribed by primary care doctors, not psychiatrists. We can hopefully help primary care clinicians get more comfortable prescribing these medications and handle some very difficult cases.
So video technology known as Project Echo will allow a variety of practitioners scattered across a state or country to collaborate on patient cases. Matt Kuntz is the executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness for Montana. He says Project Echo breaks down many barriers to delivering mental health care in rural states.
Often the reality is there's a waiting time, or there's a waiting time and you've got to travel 90 miles down the road.
A combination, he says, that often leads to a Montanan committing suicide. Kuntz is excited this pilot project launch comes as communities are working to put into effect a directive from the 2015 Montana legislature to establish community-based mental health crisis intervention and jail diversion services. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
Authorities will not pursue criminal charges against a Montana man accused of sexually propositioning a girl shortly after he was granted clemency in a 1979 slaying. Billings City Attorney Brent Brooks announced today's decision following a months-long investigation. Beach was convicted of murder in 1983 when he was 17 and sentenced to 100 years in prison, with no possibility of parole for killing 17-year-old Kimberly Neese. State officials were awaiting the results of the criminal investigation before deciding if they'll seek to alter or revoke Beach's probation. I'm Freddie Menares with Montana Public Radio.